Dachem b'chores per gemal mishna beis. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel oimer halukia behema menika mina nachri. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, somebody who buys a behema from a gut that is nursing a vlad, eino choshei shema b'na she'acheres hay. We don't need to be concerned that maybe the vlad the behema is nursing is not its own vlad. It's a different behema's vlad. And this behema that you bought has not yet given birth to a vlad. And therefore, when it gives birth to a zachar, it would be a suffik b'chor. Now, even though we see that the behema has chalav, there are some behemoths that have chalav, even though they have not yet given birth. And Shimon Gamliel tells us we don't have to be concerned for this, and since we see that it's nursing a vlad, we can assume that it's its own vlad, and it has already given birth to a vlad, so therefore when it gives birth to a zachar, it would not be a b'chor. Nichmas l'toch edra v'ra'as ha'makiris menikos v'esha'ena ha'makiris menikos. Somebody who has a flock of animals, and some of the animals had just given birth to a b'chor, and some had already given birth, and now they have given birth to their second or third vlad, so therefore the vlad is not a b'chor. And this person recognizes which animals had just given birth for the first time and which ones have already given birth, but he doesn't recognize the zachar, the vlados that were just born. He doesn't recognize which one is a b'chor and which one is not. And when he entered the barn where his flock was, he saw that the animals that had just given birth for the first time are nursing zachar. And the animals that have already given birth to a vlad or two before are also nursing zachar. Eino choshe shema b'nashal zu balo etzel zu o shema b'nashal zu balo etzel zu. He doesn't have to be concerned that maybe the animals are not nursing their own flutters. Maybe the ben of one animal is nursing by a different behemoth which is not its mother, and the ben of another animal is also nursing by a different behemoth which is not its mother. So therefore we have no way of knowing which charm are the b'chor and which ones are not. The Mishnah tells us that we don't have to be concerned for this, since we know which one of the mothers had given birth for the first time. The charm that are nursing by those mothers are for sure the b'choras. We don't have to be concerned that the mother is nursing a vlad which is not hers. Second b'choras, per gimel Mishnah gimel, Rabbi Yosi ben Mishulam Oimer, ha-sheichet es ha-b'chor. Rabbi Yosi ben Mishulam says, somebody who wants to shecht a b'chor. Now the b'chor has a mum. Nowadays, you can't shecht the b'chor until it has a mum. As in the times of the Beit HaMikdash, the b'chor was brought as a korban. And obviously it was brought as a korban without a mum. But nowadays, we don't have a Beit HaMikdash, so we can't bring it as a korban. But since it has kedusha, we can't shecht it outside the Beit HaMikdash either. So we wait until it has a mum, and then we can shecht it outside the Beit HaMikdash. Osem makom b'kopitz, mikan u'mikan, v'toilish haseir, u'vavaj lo yizizenu, mimkom. Now, he wants to shecht this b'chor with a kopitz, a meat chopper. Now, normally a behemoth is shechted with a sock and with a knife. But if you don't have a knife, you can shecht it also with a kopit. And when you shecht it, you want to clear away some of the sar, some of the hairs by the neck where you shecht it. You're allowed to do so. You can pull the sar in either direction to clear out a place where you're going to shecht it with a kopit. Even though a kopit needs a larger area than a sock, so therefore you have to clear away more hair when you shecht with a kopit. Even so, it's okay. You can pull away the hair, even though there's an isser to shear a b'chor. But here, since you're doing it with your hand, you're not using a tweezer or any other kli, it's mutter, since all you want to do is clear out the sar to shecht it. As long as you leave the sar where it is mixed up with the rest of the sar by its neck, you shouldn't pull away the sar entirely, as the Rabbanan thought that if you take it away entirely, people might think that it's mutter to shear a b'chor. V'chein ha-toleish es ha-seir liro es makum ha-mum. This thing would be true by somebody who wants to pull away the sar to see the makum of the mum. And the b'chor, as we said, cannot be shechted without a mum. And that mum has to be a mum kavua, a permanent defect which would render it unfit to be brought as a korban. So you have to take a good look at that mum. And if there's sar in the makum ha-mum, you're allowed to pull it away with your yad so you can get a good look at the makum ha-mum, even though it's usher to share a b'chor, since you're doing it with your yad and you're only doing it to see the mum, it would be mutter.